is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, I-95 Toyota, Jessup Furniture, Cunningham Jewelers, Belinda Thomas Realty, and by Nat's Landing. And now here is your host. Welcome to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show and head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's, where we will be each and every week on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock for the entire season. This segment of the Brandon Derrick Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, I-95 Toyota, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Cunningham Jewelers, Jessup Furniture, Belinda Thomas Realty, and of course by our host, Nat's Landing. And now joining us, the head coach of the Frederick Academy Knights, Coach Brandon Derrick. Okay, Coach, so you make the trip to Chula, and you come out on the short end 21-18 in a really, really tough, hard-fought football game. Talk about the game.
I thought we played pretty well at times and not well at times. We were a little out of character. For some reason, I think I probably scheduled us too much on the road. We might have been a little leg-weary from the travel. And we may have put a lot of energy in the Calvary Day, too. That was a really tough game and probably took a little out of us. We played three back-to-back really tough football teams, and then we're going to play our fourth one this week. I'm just hoping at home that we have a little excitement. We're finally getting to play a home game, and we've got some excitement. But, it was a challenging schedule to start off with. I knew it was going to be a challenge. I thought we played well at times, like I said. And then we just had a few mental breakdowns here and there. And it cost us a couple big plays, and I even had one. When you go for it on 4th and 14, people think you're crazy, and I did too after I looked down there at the chains and realized it wasn't 4th and 4, it was 4th and 14. We had practiced it, and when I looked down, I was like, oh, it's 4th and 4, and they're lining up exactly where we thought they were. And so I called the fake punt, and then I looked back down, and I noticed the chains wasn't on the other side of me. I was like, oh, no. It's 4th and 14. I've just called fake punt on 4th and 14. And the travel's probably a little weary on all of us. And so we all make mistakes, and that's what it is. But I think we've had a good learning lesson from it. Kids have come out this week and have been really positive and worked hard. And we learned a lot about ourselves Friday night, and that was a good thing. We learned we can throw the ball. We can go down the field. I think Thomasville had a really good game. We had an injury with Kyle Perez with his leg, so he's going to be out now for 4 weeks. But we got to get other guys ready, and we've done a pretty good job this week of shuffling everybody and getting everybody ready to go. And so kind of looking forward to it. It's going to be a good game, I think.
Well, Coach, I was going to ask you about the fake punt later in the segment, but we got that cleared up, and so no need to come back to it. But let's talk a little bit about the game. Tim Deary gets up 6-0 in the first quarter. You guys respond in the second and go to the half up 10-6. What did you say to your kids at halftime? What was the mindset of your kids?
I think we were up 10-6. We felt like we missed a couple opportunities. We missed a field goal on one. I think we'd been driving the ball, and we had a penalty, and it put us behind the sticks on one of them. And, I just felt like that we squandered a couple opportunities early in the first half where we probably should have been ahead either 13-6 or 17-6 going in. We talked about the kids. Let's just come out here and continue to play. It was going to be a slugfest, and I thought defensively we played pretty well, and we made a couple mistakes at the end, and that kind of happens every now and then. If you eliminate mistakes, you don't have turnovers, and you can take away big plays. You got a chance to win on every Friday night, and we just gave up a couple mistakes, and that's what happened. But I thought the kids have done a pretty good job. We have having to travel all the way over there 2.5 hours and get off the bus, and we recuperated from the 6-0 lead and battled really hard, and I thought we did a lot of good things. I thought our receivers played really well. They caught the ball, and they did a good job in traffic, getting the ball, getting upfield. And, I thought Thomas did a really good job throwing the ball on Friday night. And I think he threw for maybe 150-something yards, 2 touchdowns and an interception. And, I think Eli just lost it in the lights on the one there that was intercepted. If he has a chance, he probably makes a play on the ball. But I thought we did a pretty good job, and we got a rebound. We got to learn from it, and I think the kids have actually went back in and regrouped this week, and, they've come out. I thought yesterday we practiced in the pouring rain for about an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes. We were standing in the water about 2 inches deep, so and they worked hard, and there was no complaining. They got after it. I thought we had a really good practice yesterday. Today, another learning day of getting stuff and getting our coverages and calls on the defensive side and offense. Thought the offensive line looked really good today up front, and so I'm excited. I'm ready to play at home. I hope they're ready. You know, it's a little bit more incentive. We got another GHSA school coming in, and we got to be prepared to go.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So, Coach, before we jump ahead to the Brantley County game, which, of course, is going to be your second of three GHSA opponents, I want to stick with the Tipton area game for just a moment. Your defense did play pretty well, as you said. You only gave up 95 yards rushing for the game, didn't give up 100 yards, but yet your squad did give up 212 yards through the air. Is that something that you talked about to your kids?
Yeah, and that was what we talked about. Eliminate the big plays. If we can eliminate big plays, anything over 20 yards, it's going to be hard to score on us. Our defensive front linebackers are really, really tough, and we do a good job of getting to the ball on defense. And they play really well. For example, the last score that Tiff got, they had the ball first and goal from the two, and they ran it three times, and we knocked them backwards. And they finally scored on a little out route, and we had it play pretty well. It was just, I mean, the guy threw it perfect ball, and the guy made the catch. You know, if it wasn't, if he throws it behind him a half a step, we bat the ball down. We're right in his hip pocket. He just made the perfect throw. But I thought our defense is starting to really step up. And we eliminate big plays of over 20 yards. We got a really good chance of being a really good football team.
And, of course, you know, you go over to Chula and you're on the road one more time against a powerhouse in the GISA. You play them tough at their place. You lose by a field goal. Odds are, as you well know, there's a really good chance that somewhere down the road again you might see them. How much does getting over there to play them at their place in the event that you run into them in the playoffs again, how much is that going to help you down the road?
I just think it makes it easier for us. You know, the kids get off the bus, they know what environment you're getting into, and you go play. And that's one of the reasons you schedule all these people that are really, really good at the front end, so you might be seeing them on the back end, and you've played at their place. We played at Bowwood. We played at Tipped Area. You know, we're going to be at Pinewood. We're going to be at Bullock. So, you know, we've been to Calvary. So our five games on the road, they're not easy games in any form or fashion. All of our road games are actually GISA. It's actually ranked second, third, fourth, and was at the time, Bowwood was ranked second. So all of our opponents are going to be in the top five or have been in the top five in GISA that we play on the road. So we're going to be prepared. And so our kids have to get ready, and they have to be mentally tough when they get off the bus, ready to go into that environment, because it's not going to be easy. And Chula might be the easier one of the two if you talk about Bullock and Pinewood. Those are not friendly confines, and you have to go get ready, and you got to block out the noise, and you got to go play.
More to come on the Brandon and Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
Your proud home for the Frederick Academy Knights Brandon Derrick Coaches Show this season is Nat's Landing. Be sure to be there every Wednesday night at 7 as the Knights head coach breaks down the week in Frederica Academy football. And of course, enjoy the flip-flop friendly atmosphere that has made Nat's Landing famous. 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons, 912-638-7378, and let's go Knights!
Joint problems don't just cause pain. They can also cause you to miss out on the things that matter most. Luckily, there's Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our team of board-certified orthopedic surgeons and physicians perform more than 2,000 joint procedures every year. We'll create a custom plan just for you using the latest treatments and technology, including Mako Robotic Arm-Assisted Surgery. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free same-day delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, so experience the difference for yourself. GoldenIslesPharmacy.com, 912-266-8140. Golden Isles Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Glenn County Athletics. Let's go Knights!
All the best furniture brands at the best prices. Jessup Furniture, Ashley, Liberty, Hooker Furniture, Southern Motion, Coastal Living by Universal. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road, 267-1897. Low prices, quality furniture, friendly staff. Jessup Furniture.
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop on location at Nat's Landing on St. Simon's. This segment brought to you by Nat's Landing, Summit Sports Medicine, Orthopedic Surgery, and by Golden Isles Pharmacy. Okay, Coach, well, let's move on. Let's go ahead and start talking about Brantley County. Going to be a home, your first home game yes. of the year under the Oaks in the Bloody Marsh, whichever you prefer.
But on, place. At home.
At home, yes. over on St. Simon's. The first time this season you guys have been there, Brantley comes in maybe trying to fix a lot of things that don't look so good right now. 0-4 on the season, and they've been shut out twice.
Yeah, I think Coach Cannon, he's trying to work on a lot of things. I think he was a little more frustrated last Friday with his kids' effort than anything. But he's doing a good job. He's trying to rebuild a culture over there at Brantley and get the kids back going. He graduated a ton of talent last year. I think he graduated 22 seniors. So he's in a little bit of a reload or rebuilding phase for him. And he and I talk usually every week. And he's doing a great job. And he's going to continue to do that. And those kids are going to play hard. And they're going to come in and they're going to try to get a win. And, you know, they've got it circled that they can beat us. So we have to be ready to go. And they're talking it up. You know, I'm sure that they can. And they feel good about it that we match up. This is not a game that they're playing somebody that's huge up front and has a ton of athletes. They're just playing Frederica. They know that we're strong up front on offense and defense, but speed-wise, they're not nearly as scared. And that's just one of that. I mean, that's from pretty much from Coach Cannon. Our speed doesn't scare them like Bacon County and Southeastern Bullock and all those guys. So we got to be ready to go, and hopefully we can make a couple big plays.
This is a team that made the playoffs for the first time in quite some time yeah. over there in Nahanna under Coach Cannon. Even with, in the past, it didn't really matter if they had teams that had a ton of upperclassmen or not. They typically didn't have the talent to get in. Last year, for the first time in a while, they did. Like you said, graduated a ton of seniors. Now they're rebuilding. You're looking at a 39-0 loss to Charlton, a 28-7 loss to Southeast Bullock, 14-6 loss to Jeff Davis, and a 42-0 loss, to your point about effort, yeah. to Bacon County.
Right.
So you got to imagine that coming in, these kids are looking at this game thinking that they're playing a GISA school.
Right.
This would be a perfect opportunity for them to notch that first W of their season. And I'm sure you've had to have had this conversation with your kids that they're going to probably, Brantley's going to come in thinking that this might be the best chance they got to get a W.
It could very well be.
At least in their mind.
In their mind, yeah. And, you know, I don't think Jeff and them are looking at it that way, but they're trying to get ready, you know, and they want to get a win just as bad as anybody else. And so he's going to have his kids ready. Like you said, you know, the Bacon County score is a little bit deceiving. It was 42-0, but they turned the ball over. Brantley did like 3 or 4 times on fumbles and things like that. They've moved the ball up and down the field pretty much all year on offense. They just shoot themselves in the foot, turn it over, throw an interception, or they get a holding penalty or something like that and get behind the chains. So they're going to come in ready to go. Their defense is pretty solid. It gets to the ball. They get around. They fly to the football, and they do a lot of things really good. They've just been on the bad end of it. And so against Charlton, the opening game, they gave up two kickoff returns, and I think they got a safety or two that they had on them. And so – you know, they're trying to learn their kids, and their kids are learning the system, and they're trying to get better. And so I think it's going to be a tough game for us. They're going to bring 60 kids in, and we're going to be with 28 dressed. So another one of those that we got to do a really good job with rotations and keep our kids fresh and be ready to play.
You're listening to the Brandon Derrick Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, I feel like probably the best game they played is the Jeff Davis game, a 14-6 loss. By the way, Jeff Davis ranked number 5 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Yeah, and they lost that game because they threw 2 pick sixes. It wasn't Jeff Davis didn't actually score on them. They threw 2 pick sixes, and they ran it back. That's how they beat them. You know, Coach Cannon talked about that effort. They had a really good game against Jeff Davis and played with a lot of heart and a lot of effort. And then he was hoping that they would come out and play really good this week against Bacon, and they didn't. And maybe, you know, it's like I said, they played out of character. So this week is going to be only the second time they've been on the road. You know, I think they played three games at home in a row. So, and for us, we're at home. So we hope the friendly confines help us and, you know, that we have a little bit of home field advantage. I don't know, every now and then with the way it goes, you know, but we've been blessed to be playing at home in the past, and it's helped us a ton.
Talk a little bit about what the arrangements are going to be for fan attendance under the Oaks.
Oh, my goodness. Let me chime in on that. I'll have to be censored, I'm sure, by somebody later on. But I think if you don't have a ticket, you don't get in. That's the way it's going to be broke down. And so with that being said, I think it's 240 people on either side is, I think, the way they figured it out. So, not that we all agree with all that, but that's the way it was all set up and said, and that's what the policy that we're following, and that's what we're going with. And that's Coach Cannon has been trying to get as many people as possible in, because I think they have a huge crowd wanting to come to the game. And so I think he's tried to talk to some folks and try to get, you know, but it's not going to work. We're going to go with that policy. I think everybody's given 240 tickets, so that's the way it's going to be.
Okay. What are you looking for offensively from Brantley County?
We're a carbon copy. You know, Jeff and I worked together for, we were four at Glenn, and then we're two or three over here at Frederica. So we worked together for 7 years. So a lot of similarities in what we do. So kind of like I told the kids, a little bit of a carbon copy going into it. They're going to do a lot of things very similar to what we do on offense. You know, they like to run the ball, but he's thrown it a lot more. He's got a pretty good, talented quarterback, and they try to spread you out and throw the ball. He's got a young offensive line, so he can't put a lot of pressure on them to try to steamroll people up front and run the ball. So he's going to throw the ball around and try to do a few things. So, you know, I think for them that they're going to try to spread us out and hit us down the field. Right now, it's been hard to run on us, so take advantage trying to attack the secondary, and I think that's what we're going to try to do.
Defensively, do you expect much of the same thing, that they're going to look pretty similar to us?
They're going to be in a four-man front, probably more of a 4-2-5 or a 4-4 look, whereas we'll probably play our base 3-4 and go out there and get after it. You know, they're going to play out some cover three. They might play some cover two. We're going to have to decipher it. We've got to find the safety and the linebackers where they're at and see if we got a two-high safety or we got a one-high safety and start looking at it. I'm sure they'll mix it up best they can, and then at the same time they're going to blitz, so we got to be prepared for that blitz game on defense. And offensively, I thought this week the line and everybody's, we really shuffled the lineup around trying to, you know, replace Kyle and get depth, and I think the kids have done a pretty good job this Friday or this week to get ready for this Friday to go out there and execute our offensive game plan against their defense.
We'll be right back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Selling your home is a tall order. That's why you need an agent who sets high standards, except no substitute for results. There may be a substitute for many things. In real estate, there is no substitute for those results. That's why you should choose Belinda Thomas Realty. She has consistently maintained a track record of success for her clients. Call Belinda Thomas today. When all is said and done, you'll be on the right side of results. 912-638-1965. Or 912-996-5820. Despite of everything, the world keeps spinning. Weddings are still being planned, anniversaries are still coming up, babies are still being born, and Cunningham Jewelers is still here to help you. Whether it's taking care of your graduate this summer, a special gift for that special someone, finding mom the perfect gift, telling dad thank you for everything, Cunningham Jewelers has you covered no matter what and no matter your budget. CunninghamJewelers.com. Also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. It's time to get yourself into the awesome new ride you deserve. The place to do that is I-95 Toyota. 2021 Camrys, Corollas, explore with a brand new RAV4, get rugged with a brand new Tundra, or take a look at I-95 Toyota's huge pre-owned inventory. I-95 Toyota is the home of the 20-year, 200,000-mile warranty, free car washes, and oil changes for life. I-95Toyota.com or 866-590-3461. And let's go, Knights!
Welcome back to the Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Jason Bishop on location at Nass Landing on St. Simons. This segment is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers, I-95 Toyota, Jessup Furniture, and by Belinda Thomas Realty. Coach, coming out of this game, let's talk a little bit about injuries. I know we already talked about the Perez kid and his injury. Dive into that a little bit. How does that affect your team?
He's playing running back, so we had to shuffle a few people around. Steve will get a little extra duty on offense. So what you have to do then is you have to shuffle everything on defense to rotate people over from one spot to another. And they're going to have to get a lot of reps on both sides of the ball. So it increases the workload for some of the guys. And you try to keep them as rested as possible. So, you know, that becomes a challenge for the coaches, and that we have to do a good job on that with the rotations and keeping guys as fresh as possible in the fourth quarter, especially going against a team that's got 55 to 60 kids. So we have to do our – we're going to have to work really hard on the sidelines and keep everybody – as fresh as possible. And you know, Adam does a good job of trying to get everybody healed up every week after tough games. You know, we've had three battles here lately, and he's done a really good job of keeping everybody as healthy as possible and keep us plugging along.
Other than that injury, what other injuries did we suffer, if any?
That was it. The only one right now is Brett Viverito. He's still down with that sprained MCL. He might be back next week. So he's doing some light work. So right now we're down two guys. We'll be down to 28 this Friday night. But I think the guys so far this week have done a really good job of shuffling around and getting everybody ready. And the coaches have done an outstanding job of preparing us for the game plan and getting ready to go.
You start out with a big win against Valwood on the season, and then you lose to Calvary Day at GHSA Powerhouse, and then, of course, the tough loss to Tift Area. Where's the mentality of your kids?
We went back to work. I think the kids come in on Monday. I think they were upset that we lost, that we didn't play our best game and we gave one away. And so they came in. They've been ready to go. We've had a really pretty good week this so far. Last 2 days, I felt like the kids have been focused. They've been dialed in. And the intensity yesterday was outstanding. Even in the pouring rain, as we were trying to fly around and get stuff done, I thought the intensity was outstanding, and the guys were doing a lot of things, a lot of little things better than we had done in the last couple of weeks. And I think it was a little bit of a wake-up call going over to Tift and letting one slip away, and they've come back to work. And their mentality is, we're going to get better, and we're going to try to win this Friday, and they want to win. So that's the kind of guys that we've got, and I feel like we'll go out there and they'll give a great effort, and we'll be ready to play.
As I mentioned, you've played all of your games at this point on the road. This is going to be your first home game of the year, but also you get to stay at home. You don't have to go anywhere for about a month. You have three straight home games and a bye week in there. So talk a little bit about that, the ability not to have to make these long road trips for a while.
And I guess that's the benefit of traveling as much as we did at the beginning. So now we can stay at home and, you know, utilize our crowd and our facilities to our favor, you know, and just get prepared. Those long road trips, they take a toll on you, even if it's 2.5-3 hours on a bus, you know. And I think that the kids have handled it pretty well. We can come in and we can take care of our business at home. The goal is to be undefeated at home and you know, and try to win as many as you can on the road. And if we can win out, we have a good chance of being in that top three in that GISA poll.
This is the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Coach, those games will consist of course, Brantley Friday night, and then another GHSA opponent, Long County. Then you get the bye week, and then Memorial Day comes in. If I'm not mistaken, my schedule's got your homecoming against Memorial Day. Is that right?
I believe that is correct.
Okay. So with Brantley County coming in at 0-4 GHSA, Long County coming in right after them, GHSA, then into the bye week. So non-region games, obviously, but GHSA maybe statement games?
Yes.
Okay.
I think that's for us is we need to beat some people that are, you know, got more kids than us and go out there and beat some GHSA schools. Like you said, let's make a statement. And that's kind of been our mentality a little bit. And we want to go out there and play hard and get our guys prepared for down the road when we get to the playoffs, you know, and for region play. So that's the big thing for us. If we can win a couple of those games and make a statement and then get on a roll, I think it's a toss-up, I really think, in our region right now. Between us, Bullock, and Pinewood, you know, I think that There are three really good teams that are going to be playing each other. I think St. Andrews, nothing against St. Andrews and Trinity, I think they're trying to find their identity now. They've graduated some kids, and they're trying to rebuild. But I really think right now it's going to be between us, Bullock and Pinewood in that region. Unfortunately for us, we're on the road to play both of those teams. So, but you play a heavy front-end schedule like we did. It's been tough on the road. It gets you prepared for those two confines to go into and play at that area. So I feel like our kids have done a good job, and I think we'll be prepared.
Yeah, absolutely right. After the Memorial Day game, then you head to the road to Statesboro, stay at home against St. Andrews, go to Belleville against Pinewood, and then you're back at home against Trinity. So you're right, the two toughest games in your region are going to be on the road, where you've gone to Valwood and won. You've played a really tough game against GHSA Single A Private Calvary Day. You just went to Chula and played Tift Area, and you blew out Valwood in the Calvary Day game. Probably could have won, maybe should have won the Tift Area game. I think it was certainly there for the taking.
Yes.
And so, yeah, Bullock Academy, Pinewood, probably going to help the kids, I would think.
Yeah, I think it does mentally. You know, you're going on those road trips and you're playing those games, and I think it'll get our kids prepared. And I think it's just going to have us ready further down the road for the region. And not only that, but if we have to go on the road to playoffs, you know, and play. So I think for us, it's just an advantage. You know, where we've been and where we're at, we just got to keep working. And I don't think our kids will show up every day and go to work, and we'll get better and better. And I'm starting to see a little bit more from them. And I thought this week so far we've had a really good week, and they continue to push each other. That's the biggest thing is, you know, I can yell all day long, but if they push each other, we have a really good chance of being really good.
Coach, last little thought before we close out the show. Frederica alum Jalen Simpson now starting defensive back at Auburn. SEC Freshman of the Week.
Did it surprise you?
Not at all.
Me either. When he went out there and played and he told me he was going to start, you know, the last week I called him and talked to him, and he said, "Coach, I think I'm going to throw up." And I said, "Well, don't do it on the sideline. They'll make a meme of you, so don't do that. But just get ready to go." And I thought he played really well, and he does a good job. He's worked really hard, and it's great to see him succeed. And I thought the game, he was just outstanding in the game. And he'll continue to get better. I mean, he's just a freshman, and he won the accolade right off the bat. And they've got a tough test this week against Georgia, so we'll see how it goes. I know he's a little dinged up on a hamstring right now, so hopefully he's healed up and ready to go.
All right. Thank you for joining us for the Frederick Academy Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Come out to Nats Landing on St. Simon's and join us every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock for the Brandon Derrick Show. And for all of you folks that came out tonight, this place is packed. Thank you guys for coming out. And for Coach Brandon Derrick, for Becky Derrick, I'm Jason Bishop. Signing off.